From Nurture the Creative Mind and KUER, I'm Alicia Baker. Hear me now. If I said the word diversity to you, what's the first thing that comes to mind? Race, right? And that's a really important part of diversity. The Hispanic community is the largest minority group in Ogden, Utah. But the diversity doesn't stop at race. Gender, sexual orientation, class, and religion. We need to think about things like that, too. Diversity cannot be defined by one single label. It's an idea so big that its meaning changes from person to person. Diversity is necessary, inexplicable, and the strength of a community. I spoke with a couple people to learn more.
My name is Adrienne Andrews, and I was born and raised in Utah. I grew up in East Layton. I am the Chief Diversity Officer at Weber State University, where I work on diversity and inclusion from an institutional perspective.
What do you think plays into diversity? Because I know at first hand, most people just solely think race.
So when people talk about diversity, the first thing that's sort of really noticeable in a diversity conversation is ethnicity, or at least the phenotype people have. So what people's skin looks like, whether it's dark or it's light, or they're looking at other physical traits like hair or eyes. However, it's much bigger than that. It includes gender, and not just male and female, but the spectrum, because there's a lot of spectrum in between male and female. I had a student come and see me about 4 years ago, and the student just stopped in my office and said, somebody told me I could talk to you about this. And so I said, okay, come in and talk to me. And it's a student who presented as a male that I, based on a visual representation, would have thought this is a male student. It was an individual who was transitioning to become male. And this was a student who simply wanted to swim in the pool. And to swim in the pool, you have to take a shower. But that means that you have to either go into the men's shower or the women's shower. But what was so overwhelming to me was that this student said, I want to make sure other people are not uncomfortable. They were concerned about their own personal safety, but they were more concerned about other people and that they felt safe. And that's one of the powerful things about my work, is I get to see diversity in ways that oftentimes we just don't talk about. For all of the ethnic and cultural diversity that exists, it's really in pockets in this state. And so there are still people who haven't encountered a person who identifies as Black or African American, or they've only seen them in the media or at a distance, but maybe they don't have any personal connections to people of color, or maybe people of different religious faiths or belief systems. And so when you don't have exposure and experience, then you tend to take as truth the stereotypes that are perpetuated.
Because you are female and as well not a part of the majority race group, have you faced any personal struggles or even obligations to because of like the job you're in now?
Oftentimes people will expect me to give them the answer. Well, I'm an excellent resource because I'm the chief diversity officer. But in my personal life, people will still often come to me and expect me to have answers for them. And while I try very often to make moments teachable and be willing and open, it is exhausting work. It is sometimes very painful. Following the University of Virginia march and the white nationalists who were there, watching what's happened in the media, and even our president not owning that that was racist actions, terroristic actions by white nationalists in this country, it's very exhausting to me. And so people immediately reached out to me on the weekend to say, well, what should I do? What are you going to do? And so sometimes it's a very heavy weight to carry, but I'm grateful that I have wonderful people who help carry that with me.
Do you think that the diversity in Ogden is different than compared to other cities in Utah?
Absolutely. If you look at the demographics of Ogden, it's more than 30% Hispanic Latinx identified. Right there, that's a pretty big demographic shift than, say, if you're looking at Bountiful, Utah, or you're looking at Cedar City or Panguitch. These communities look very different. Ogden is really invested in making sure that people feel, not only feel that they belong, but make sure that people belong in this community.
Luis Lopez. I was elected to the Ogden City Council about a year and a half ago.
Being a Latino or Hispanic male on a city council, do you feel that you have other obligations or?
I feel that I have some specific and important roles and responsibilities that I have to play. For example, I have to navigate both cultures, the mainstream culture, and I have to navigate the Hispanic culture. I have to find the right balance on advocating for all members of the community.
So you obviously seem to think diversity is important. Can you tell me why you think it's so important?
Well, diversity is important for a lot of reasons. Our country has been built by rich diversity of people. That's who the United States is. The United States is diversity, even though some people don't like to see it that way, but it is.
Diversity has become a very important part of Ogden. Do you think that from there we can make the diversity in Ogden better? Do you think it's good where it's at now?
Oh, no. We have a lot of work to do, and we have a long ways to go. We have some good diversity in Ogden, but for example, the majority of the diversity in Ogden, you have the mainstream Caucasian culture, which is about 2/3, you have the Hispanic culture, which is about 1/3, and then you have small percentages of African American, Asian Americans, and Native Americans. Recently, Ogden has become resettlement city for refugees, and if we are able to help more people to come to Ogden, that's an area that we need to improve. We also need to do a better job helping diverse groups with their education. Education is the gateway to success. It's the great economic equalizer, some people call it. And right now, I think our post-secondary and K-12 are doing a very good job bringing people in. We have a lot of work to do to help retain people until they graduate. I don't think there will ever be quite an end point to trying to do better to be inclusive. I think that's an ever-evolving process that everybody should participate in.
I'm Alicia Baker. This is Hear Me Now.